Hey. I think that might we have a successful start.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A sounds delicious.
Think about a Chick-fil-A platter right now.
We could get Chick-fil-A breakfast.
You got a Chick-fil-A near you?
Bro, like right by where the old Trapper's was.
No kidding.
Like that close to my house. Like
No
across the street from
kidding.
the Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. It's in the same development as the Trapper's, the old Trapper's.
Dude, that might be like
I
either
had
for.
never had Chick-fil-A breakfast. They
I've
might
never had
not
the
be.
bre.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say either breakfast or we buy like 20 nuggets at like 3 in the morning, be like nugget time.
We could do that. We might have to take an Uber to get it.
No, I'm saying get it on the way home.
Oh,
Just
good
throw it in your
call.
fridge.
Let's do that.
Yeah, right?
What's the worst that'll happen?
Hey, worst is we'll eat them the next day.
Yeah, we're gonna eat them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this idea. And we could be really sweet to my wife, and we could buy her some waffle fries.
Does she like the waffle
She's
fry?
never had them, but she's been craving them.
Ooh.
So, hey, babe, sure we trashed the house, but we got you some day-old waffle fries. Who loves you?
Are they fresh? No, we bought them
No.
last night.
Yeah.
And there's only
Tennessee love you.
half.
All right. We should get rocking.
Yeah, I
Here
know.
we go.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Mix.
BTech Smith and Steve Mix.
You are now entering the Mega Cars.
The Mega Cars.
What's up, Ted?
I had to move two chairs on this side, so now it's like I'm boxed in. Like, nobody come over here. I'm doing a mega cast.
We started the intro, and then we realized these chairs were too close to us in the new mega studios, the new and unimproved. And so we just tossed our chairs to the corner. Because they were in the way last time. We were trying to do push-ups, and our elbows were jacked. It wasn't good. It wasn't conducive to us getting our brain functioning.
No, it wasn't, man. Elbows bumping into stuff.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I think today's going to be a good MegaCast. We got Terrible Ted. This is Miserable Migs. I think we're in good moods.
Yeah, Yelling Guy's been gone for a few days.
Oh, man. Dude, I went back and listened to last MegaCast just to hear the story again. And just re-listening to that. It's so ridiculous. That's the crap that you were going through. In fact, we got a message from one of our fine Mega family on Twitter, and because you know we were talking about whether or not you should have pepper spray or bear spray or whatever it was,
mace. Yeah,
mace.
And keep in mind, like last week when I came in here, that whole altercation had just happened.
Yes, you were running hot.
Yeah.
He just said, "Hey man, just listen to the MegaCast. If you guys want to know what it's like to be pepper sprayed, let me know. I was auxiliary U.S. Navy law enforcement, and we had to get sprayed in order for us to carry the OC spray on duty. Isn't that crazy? In order to have something, they got to know what it feels like to use it."
Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like you have a gun, not like, hey, take a shot.
You know what? It's true. But I think with pepper spray and tasers, you're more apt to use them.
True. With great power comes great responsibility.
Right. So I think also those things are easier to abuse. So I think that's probably why it's like, you know what? We better pepper spray this guy so he knows what's going on.
So I wrote back, I'm like, yeah, I've heard it's not very pleasant. And he goes, yep. First off, your pupils dilate to the size of a pinhead. Eyes clamp shut. Burning sensation. That kicks in. And then the final is a respiratory effect that feels like a 250-pound person sitting on your chest. Yeah, no bueno. Now you know, smiley face.
Yeah, I've been in a police station where the cop hit a desk and punctured his pepper spray.
Oh.
And it would like fogged up the whole place and we had to leave the station. And then I've been at a protest where a bunch of people got pepper sprayed right near me.
Uh-huh.
Or tear gas. That's right, not pepper spray, tear gas. So I've inhaled tear gas, which is pretty rough.
Yeah.
But I've never been pepper sprayed, thank God.
I'm slightly distracted. I'm trying to act like I'm looking at you, but behind you is Deanna from The Wolf, and
yeah.
She's currently dancing and doing pirouettes in the other room.
Oh, she doing a video?
I don't know what she's doing, but she's like now doing some like crazy hip thing. She's just getting down, man.
Well, she runs like the...
Oh, the boot scoot, right?
Yeah. And then she had her own...
Like a dance troupe for
yeah.
country line dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, it was good. I was impressed. But
yeah.
It was like very distracting. You're trying to tell me something serious. And all I see behind you is a woman doing pirouettes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The studio we're in now is just, I mean, in a fishbowl. There's little studios behind us. Everybody walking by the hallway.
Yeah.
The guy, like, right, like, can see us. Oh, I just saw Wingnut.
So shout out to Michael who tweeted us that information. He says it was worse than the chamber during boot camp.
It is worse than the gas chamber.
Tear
gas.
He said, I thought it was worse than the confidence chamber in boot camp when you experience CS gas.
Yeah.
I don't know what CS stands for, but I would imagine it's not pleasant.
It's got to be like tear gas.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so nuts. Yeah. I'd say for funsies, maybe the Megacast does a little adventure where we get pepper spray, but you know what? That's a terrible idea.
That's brutal.
Yeah. We don't need that to get the energy. What we do need is some push-ups, Ted.
That is true.
To get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
This time around, of course, Ted, we know what it is. It's the winner of Biscuit.
Winner of Biscuit.
And I felt like we should go OG with Limp Bizkit.
All right.
Let's go back to the day when we were first introduced to them.
Faith? Oh, nice.
Hell yeah. This was the one that turned... One of the few times where a band comes out with a cover, has a big hit, and doesn't flop soon after that.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Most of the bands that have a huge hit that's a cover, they never could really recover from that.
Alien Ant Farm.
Right. Alien Ant Farm. Hey, look, I like Five Finger Death Punch, and they're popular, but as far as hits, they've never had another bigger hit than their Bad Company cover.
Correct.
Yeah. And Alien Ant Farm was a good band.
Yeah.
Bassist was a dick. Let's get 10. I'll tell you why maybe later.
I think I remember.
Oh, yeah. It was all about bagels.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's get 10, Mega Family. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know what's funny is I'm commenting on how weird it is that Deanna's over there doing pirouettes. And what are we doing? Dropping down and doing push-ups. I don't know who's weirder. I'd say it's us.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
So, two-parter here. Number one, with the holidays coming up and stuff, inevitably, you're going to spend some time with people that probably aren't your favorites, but that's part of the holidays, right? You got to hang out with all the friends, all the family. I would just remind people, as I remind myself all the time, I got to be better about it lately, too. It's just, with some people, like, it's just part of their personality.
Yep.
Like, they're just going to act the same way. So don't expect them to change, because then that kind of makes you the insane person. And you don't have to get super pissed about it every time.
I have someone who's not a family member, but it's a friend, who... When I finally just came to grips with the fact that he's just an insufferable a-hole, I started to like him more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know who I'm talking about. I could turn the mics off. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what I mean? Like, first impression, awful. Second impression, awful. And slowly, I started realizing this guy is clueless to the fact that he's a jerk. He's not trying to be a jerk. He just says jerk things all the time. He's actually not a bad guy. He just doesn't know when to shut the F up. When I finally came to terms with that and found humor in that, I enjoy seeing him all the time. Drunk, sober, foot in his mouth, not in his mouth. I'm okay with it. And I think that could apply to family. Like, if you just walk into it knowing my uncle is going to say something stupid, my cousin is going to go on a tirade about how awesome Donald Trump is, it's
okay. My sister's going to get wasted.
This is all anecdotal.
She's right.
Yes.
She may need a nap in the afternoon of Christmas Day.
In fact, it's encouraged.
Right. None of this ever happened. Right. I mean, like, that's what I was thinking of, right?
Yeah.
And it was like every year, right? She would get all worked up if somebody else said something to her, like, you're napping when the kids are here, right? And every year it'd be like, hey, and trust me, I get it. It's Christmas morning. Sometimes you go to, like, I don't know how it is out here, but back east, you go to people's houses, they have breakfast, you have some drinks.
Yep.
But you have a couple drinks. And later, you know, the kids come over, you play with them. You don't get wasted in the morning and pass out.
So, yeah. Emphasis on a couple of drinks.
Yes. Like, that's why I always feel so bad sometimes when I see this.
This isn't a kegger.
Right?
It's not like Santa Kappa Phi.
Right. And the people you're with encouraging you to just power through beers, like, this family, this is the highlight of their day. This breakfast is all they're doing.
Right.
So for them, okay. Like, you know, your family's coming over later.
I miss the days of, though, family members getting a good drink on. Because I was younger, and I never really got to take part in that. I think my uncle especially, and it's like, my uncle passed away.
But your in-laws don't drink at all.
None of them do.
Yeah.
I think my grandpa does.
All right.
I think, but he doesn't do it at... You remember when grandpa showed up to my wedding and we were all hanging out the groomsmen at my wedding?
Yeah.
And he kind of had a little bit of a glimmer in his eyes. Like, I knew I liked Steve for a reason. There's alcohol back here. He didn't drink any because he's like, grandma's going to get mad at me if I drink. But I think he likes to have a couple beers when he's not at home, if you know what I mean.
One day I got to tell that story. That's the most aggressive I've ever seen you drink.
Oh,
just opening that bottle.
It's my wedding.
I know, it was like literally like half an hour before the wedding. Steve has his fancy bottle of vodka he bought.
That's right, Softail Spirits.
But it was in wax, so we couldn't get it. No. Steve was fine the whole day, whole reception. That was the only time I saw you kind of flinch a little bit, like, mother, you've got to get this vodka open.
I know, you was like, you look good. You don't seem nervous. I'm like, I'm fine. Of course I'm nervous. I'm getting married. I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm like, you know, everyone's like, make sure you don't bend your knees. Don't lock up. You don't want to pass out. So I got all this crap. As a guy who passes out sometimes for the dumbest reasons, I'm about to get married. If there's ever a time to pass out, it's my wedding day. So I got all that in my head. I'm like, I need a drink. I need something just to kind of take the edge off. I got like a junkie, and I'm trying to open this damn thing, and it's all wax covered.
Just couldn't get it open.
I think at some point I'm like, if we have a saw, I'll saw the top off. I just need to drink this.
Yeah.
Get a bucket. I'm breaking the bottle, and whatever lands in the bucket, I'm drinking. Before we get to anything else, I just want to give a shout out to our friend Ashley, you know, one of the babes, one of the OG mega babes. She sent me a snap asking, are you guys doing the mega cast today?
Oh, right now.
So I wrote back and I said, yep. And she replied, and I haven't checked it yet. So I'm curious what she's about to say. Oh, it's Steph's birthday. Can you give her a shout out? I'll make sure she listens for one. Whoa. Is Steph not listening?
Ooh.
The second mega babe?
I mean, I thought they were a package.
I thought they were like, it was 1A and 1B.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have to dump Steph? I mean, it's her birthday. We can't dump her.
You know what's so weird? Those are like the two original mega babes.
Yep.
And then there's
Rebecca, too. Is Rebecca still listening?
I don't know.
Our mega babes stopped listening to us.
Because Luke hasn't been on.
That's a solid point.
I mean, come on, Steve. It's
Luke's
obvious.
Not returning my texts. I think he ghosted us.
Well, there's another girl that lives, God, it's so weird, social media, but she lives in Bellingham, and then, like, the other day, I saw her interact with one of our mega babes, and I was like, oh, man, do I know this girl? And I was like, wait a minute, I've never met Stephanie. Like, we met Ashley once. Like,
right. Steph didn't come out that night.
No, but you tweet.
We were in Spokane.
But it's funny, like, people think of us as, like, being on the radio for the podcast, but it's the same thing with Twitter. Like,
yep.
I tweet these people, and I see them so often, it's like, oh, yeah, I know them. That's like, yep. You don't know them, weirdo.
Well, clearly we don't know Steph.
No.
Because if we knew her, we'd think she, you know, I thought she was listening all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're supposed to wish her a happy birthday.
You know, Steve, it's the Christmas season.
Yeah.
So we're going to be nice.
Okay.
And say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Can people hear how loud it is in here?
It's ridiculous, man. We've got people yelling in another room.
Let's just be quiet for a second.
All right. And I'll turn the mics up. Oh, yeah. I'm noticing. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm noticing it registering on my little monitor here. All right. Let's turn it up again.
I mean, you would think we were at a party.
It's unbelievable. Step one of building a radio station. Make the studio soundproof. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a simple request. Hey, we're talking about Christmas, so before we get to anything else and we take
Oh, that was the second part of the TED
Talk.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Have you ever pretended to like a gift and actually secretly hated it?
Yes.
Oh, man. What is it?
All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
Hey, well, is it something that Stephanie gave you? Because feel free to talk about it. Clearly, she doesn't listen.
That's so funny because the story involves my ex-girlfriend named Stephanie.
Oh my
God. I was like, Jesus Christ, Steve, how did you know?
I was talking about Mega Babe.
I know. It took me a second.
Or former Mega Babe Stephanie.
You know what? I'm clearing all the Stephanies out.
Yep.
No,
they're all dead to us.
Her and her mom got me some really nice gifts the Christmas I was dating her, right?
Uh-huh.
But they also got me some weird ones. And like, it was just like, oh, thank. Like, her mom used to watch, QVC?
Yeah.
So those
like the home shopping channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Their gifts to women that just watch that channel seem really cool, but when you get them, you're just like, why in the F would anybody want this?
And why'd you spend three easy installments of $17.99 to get it?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be like a pair. Remember that white pair of hands? And it was supposed to, like, you put your cell phone in there.
Yes.
But I kept it over by where I rolled weed, joints, and spliffs. And everybody's like, oh, cool, man. One of those, like, rolling hands.
Did you ever try to make love to it?
No. It was stone.
Oh, if it was plastic, you would have.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just too much. It would cause some chafing or chaffing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Chafing.
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 Talking about chub rub, dude.
Yeah.
Quite familiar with it. Quite familiar with it.
You and me both.
And then one time when I was a kid, like a little brat, I got a G.I. Joe and I literally went, I already got this one.
Well, 86% of people, according to a study, say that they have pretended to love a Christmas gift. And 60% said they pretend to like something because they didn't want to offend the person that gave it to them. But didn't tell any other reasons why. Dude, I remember an ex. Her parents got me, and it was like, oh, it's a big box. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this going to be?
Nice.
And it was a car battery charger. So if you don't have anyone that can give you a jump, you've got this not-so-portable
car charger.
Like, the thing was like the size of a boombox. I'm like, I don't have room for this in my car. And if I did, why do I want to keep it in here? Because you still got to plug it into something or charge it. And it's like, well, I mean, if I'm never going to know when I need to charge my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, their thought was nice because at the time I was living in Seattle, that person was living in the North End. And so I was driving a lot. And I understand the sentiment. And it's like, oh, that's nice that you care about me. But who gave this to you, and who, and why are you regifting it and giving it to me?
Did your car at the time look like a car that broke down a lot?
No. It was a relatively new car that ran very well.
Well, then why would they give you that?
I don't know. Let's just say that thing, I kept it in a closet until I moved, and I threw it away.
You ever had gifts from, like
give me a tool set.
You ever had, wow, yeah.
Like, what am I going to do with a tool set? And I've had that happen. Actually, that same girl, her brother gave me a tool set.
Yeah.
I'm like, does this look like Tim Taylor?
No.
I'm not handy at all. Well, I'm handy in other ways, but not with stone things, clearly.
I was going to say, you ever get a gift from somebody and you, like, you just like the person, they're very close in your family, but it's like, maybe they've got on a brand of something. You know what? I'm just going to say it. My mom went through this phase. You remember those big dog shirts? Like, if you're not the big dog or the lead dog, the view never changes. You're not the big dog. Stay off the porch. My mom.
It's like right up there with no fear shirts.
My mom bought me and my brother big dog shirts for years, Steve.
Oh.
And then finally it was like, I think like a month or two after Christmas, and she was like, do you not like the big dog stuff? It's just like, oh my God, I don't want to crush my mother, but I think I'm over the big dog stuff.
I always wonder about people who, like, get me stuff like clothes. And I was like, do you not see what I wear on a daily basis? Everything's black or gray. Why are you getting me this bright green shirt?
Yeah.
I never get that.
I will say that. There's other people, too. Like, my sister picks out excellent gifts. I don't know how she does it.
Okay.
And then
she really has a couple of drinks and goes on shops.
And then I got to give credit to my sister-in-law, too. Like, if they buy me a shirt, I end up actually wearing them.
That's cool.
Yeah, or it'll just be like a plain button-up that you could wear with like jeans or whatever. Like, okay, you understand what I'm doing here.
My wife's aunt always like gets me something pretty dope, like a jacket or something that I end up wearing all the time. Like, there's one jacket they got me like 3 or 4 years ago. I still wear it to this day. It's the one that looks like a vest, but it's not.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, it's
I love
a great
that
one.
Thing. Yeah, so that I do appreciate that. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Good gifts.
Good gifts. Hold on.
Is it maybe?
Play.
Winter of Biscuit?
I was hoping to play something to make you laugh, but it's not working. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Hey there, fella.
Come on, you got this.
I don't think he does.
I don't think so either. Why wouldn't he do it? Damn it. Well, that just kills the joke. I was going to play something funny and...
Maybe we should just take a break.
Yeah, probably got to take a break. Watch, it's going to start, though, right when I... Maybe this one?
Steve's got a lot of faith.
Faith. All right, well, why don't we take a break? And maybe during the break, this thing will start and play, and that'll be funny. And I was going to do Who Let the Dogs Out, and I thought it would have been funny.
Yeah, with the big dogs.
Dog yelling. And all of a sudden, goes, who let the dogs out? Yeah, go, it's clearly Ted's mom. yucky, yucky, yuck.
That moment has left.
It truly has. And I almost don't want to give up hope, but I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, that big dog's off the porch.
Clearly is. All right. Well, when the MegaCast gets back, actually, somebody sent us something, a game that we can play.
All right, I'm in.
In honor of Star Wars being the big Star Wars is coming out on Friday or Thursday or whatever day it is. So we're going to do some Star Wars inspired games.
All right.
See how well you know Star Wars, Ted.
Did we tell everybody that Luke dies?
Damn it. It's Han Solo, man.
Oh.
The MegaCast will be back.
I have a question. What the f*** is swank? The MegaCast will be back. Not so young, like to swear. Not so young, like to swear.
With Christmas only days away, deliveries are getting tougher and tougher. But people want fast delivery. Do you want to receive your items in better than 3 days, 2 days, or even 1 day delivery? Well, now your items are available instantly at the store. Slippers, shoes, sweaters, hoodies, snowboards, flat screens, and much, much more are ready for the taking. And they're available now for reduced prices. So get to the store. There's a store near you. See you at the store.
All the stuff on the internet is available at the store. No membership required.
Oh, yes. Avenged Mother Sevenfold are back, and so are Tech and Steve. The MegaCast is back.
So I arrived, naked and cold. A welcome change from the abeyance of a ghost down catacomb.
All right, Ted. That was rather abrupt. Wasn't expecting that.
The studios run smooth.
Everything's running really smooth these
Who
days.
Who let the dogs out?
Jesus Christ.
You got to kidding me. Who let the dogs out?
Ah, there's Mom.
Who let the dogs out?
What did you do to that thing?
I didn't do anything.
It just wouldn't work, and now it does. But the party was nice, the party was pumping. Hey, yeah. Yo. And everybody hopping up on.
Yo. Until the fella started him calling. Yo. And we haven't had an obnoxiously stupid song in a while. Like this. Like tag team, back again, that kind of stuff, you know?
Rook it, check it, let's begin.
Who let the dogs out?
Was Despacito? Was that not that song this year?
Yeah, Despacito? I guess so.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Can we not stop it now? I was like, oh, come on.
I like to move it, move it.
Oh, you remember that?
Move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
This was like,
was this them again?
I don't know who this is. It's part of the Halloween Jams playlist.
Where the hell were you on Halloween?
I don't know. It's some stupid playlist on Apple Music.
Oh. I thought this was your personal playlist.
Oh, yeah. This is also one of my favorite songs.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago.
This song, where actually, I hate. From? Where did you go? Reminds me of annoying white people. You know what I mean? Like, you know that guy at a wedding that, like, maybe he's on meth, maybe he's not. This song comes on, he loses his mind.
Were you ever at the T-Bird games back in the day at the Key Arena?
I went to, like, two games in the Key Arena.
Do you remember the Cotton Eye Joe guy?
No.
There was a guy that would go to the T-Birds games, and at some point, I think it was, like, usually in, like the second or third period, this song would play. And it's exactly what you're talking about, the annoying white guy.
Yes.
He would start dancing and doing his country dance up and down the aisles. And then at some point, he would take his shirt off and just start swinging it like a lasso. And then at that point, security would show up and kick him out every time.
Wait a minute. They would kick him out?
Yeah.
And he did it every time?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I used to DJ like bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs on the side, and like I don't know, I just could never stand the song.
All right, how about this one? You remember this one?
Yeah. I wish people could see how happy you are with these songs.
All right, how about this one? Remember this one? Oh, there's Ellen. Ellen, come in here. Let's say goodbye to Ellen. Yeah. If she ever looks at us. We matter. Which mic would she be? All right, there we go. We'll listen to this song while...
Is she going to know this playing underneath?
No, no idea. I'll lower it. Ladies and gentlemen, entering the room. Hold on, let me finish the song. Pump up the jam. We're listening to old, bad 80s and 90s dance songs.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring you in and say hi and bye.
Hi. Ma'am, I got to switch jobs in order to get on this podcast.
That is the rule.
Dang. Yep. Goals, man. Oh.
Ellen Taylor, everybody.
Hi. Man, I wanted to be on here for so long. I just usually watch you guys from the window next door.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be a groupie and be like, oh, hey, can I be on your podcast? But now I feel like I've officially made it, man.
That's so funny. We always joke around. They just like, all right, try that studio. Try that studio. They just like move us all around. Like, I don't think anybody's jealous of our podcast.
Yeah, we just said nobody likes us and likes our podcast.
No,
here.
I mean, I can't say I've ever listened to your podcast, but.
You know what? That's fair. That's completely fair.
You know, I think the people who chime in and write us don't listen either. So
right,
it's okay.
Right. It's yeah. Ted typing in from like an alias or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not really listening.
Phone with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I forgot to toggle back.
So you are calling it quits on The Wolf?
Yeah, something.
You're on
like,
Q13, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's like the short version, right? Because obviously there's always like something that goes on. But yeah, no, it's all good.
The key card's not working.
It won't work after tomorrow, that's for sure.
Shoot.
But I'm going to miss that parking pass the most.
Especially in this area.
Right, that was real convenient to have. But yeah. Doing some part-time stuff at Q13.
It's never a good like exit. Like, what are you going to miss most about your job? You've been the people, the this, the listeners. No, the parking pass. I don't disagree. That would devastate me too. It's the best part of the gig, especially with how much they charge the park here.
Oh my gosh, thousands of dollars. It's ridiculous.
Insane.
But yeah, okay, fine. And I'll kind of miss you guys
too. I'm going to miss the free coffee and the parking.
Yeah, yeah. And the smell of Ted Smith every time I walk into the building.
The musks.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they Smith.
How did it go yesterday chasing around? Who was that? Doug Baldwin?
Doug Baldwin, man. I tell you, to talk about another bucket list item. I've been here for 6 years just hoping to chase around some Seahawks legally, and I finally got a chance to do it. It was so great. Yeah, no, doing some part-time stuff with Q13 Fox, and they did. You remember the show Supermarket Sweep?
Of course. I always wanted to be on it.
Me yes. too.
Yeah. I was homesick, that was the show I was pumped to see.
Yes.
That and Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Yeah, they reenact that with Safeway, and they raise money for charities and stuff like that. And so there's all these football players that come in, and for some reason they asked me to come and ref Doug's team.
Why did Doug's team not pick up one of the cardboard cutouts?
I'm not sure.
The Subway cutout?
Well, no, I don't understand all the rules. I watched your Instagram story, Ellen, and it's Doug's team came in second, and Ellen just says, hey, how many of the cardboard like cutouts did you get? And they were like, none. And then Doug was like, yeah, we would do everything the same, but we'd get some of those cutouts.
But the cardboard cutouts have extra money, cash in them, right? And so that could have been like the deal maker or breaker. But I helped Doug cheat earlier in the game. So I think that's why he likes me.
All right.
Don't look at me like you're judging. You
no,
look like mad at
that
me.
That look was, I forget the other player's name. You were just like, what would you do different? And he was like, at what?
Oh.
You were like, the game. And he was like, oh, yeah.
There was Deshaun Shedd. And then there was like another guy that I had never heard of. Cache Palacio, very fancy name.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, well, I wouldn't do anything different. And he looked at me like, oh, man, you should have helped me cheat. Well.
That's why that person's like, what? Like, I wouldn't have slept with my secretary. And like, you're like,
yeah, I know. Ellen asked him just very innocently.
It was a deep life question.
And he gives you this look like, about what? Like, the game? Like, we're standing in the Safeway?
I don't know. I think he's like a second year linebacker, but he's like not super big on social media or anything like that. So I just don't know if he's not used to doing events and stuff like that and what it means to, especially play football in this city and be a star. He kind of got thrown into that spot. So I think he was real caught off guard.
Yeah. And like, right. They don't know. The media is just the media.
Right.
They don't know. It's just like, right. Like Ellen's just asking like an innocent, nice question.
Totally.
Right. What's your angle?
They obviously didn't know who I was because, you know, I mean, but
I bet they get run through the ringer about like how to answer questions. I remember many, many, many years ago it was Corin Robinson back in the day and he had some issues, but he was a wide receiver for the Seahawks and we had him on and it was around the time like, I was on the air one time. I was talking about how I wasn't very impressed with the Seagulls. Mm-hmm. Like it was just these days. I think they're a lot. They've done better, but at the time, I was like, ah.
And so you still had the Sonics dance team in town.
Oh, the dance team trumped the Seagulls all the time.
Well, I think NBA dance teams just trump NFL cheerleaders.
I agree. So I asked him. I'm like, hey man, what do you think about your Seagulls? And he's just like, it's like, man, not impressed.
No.
And then I'm like, oh. And he goes off about how unattractive he thought some of these Seagulls were.
Oh, my God. No.
Let's just say we didn't get many more Seahawks after that question.
Yeah, I can't imagine you
did. That's not good for the brand.
No. Not when one of the marginally star players of the team is just crapping on the Seahawks. And they weren't a very good team at the time. So it was just like everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And I'm like, I wonder if we got him in trouble.
Well, but you know what? You've upgraded since then now. Because I see Luke Wilson coming around here. Yeah. I see you have the big time.
He used
here.
To.
Yeah. We he haven't heard to? From him. He's ghosted us.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Right. Why? Before the holidays.
Man.
And he's got new hats by New Era. And I'm like, where
remember, he told us about that.
Yeah.
But he's never shown up with
he's
one.
He's promised us hats.
Yeah.
And that's what you're most upset about is the hats?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh. Kind of like the parking pass. Me losing my job. I get it. Right. So, I would miss seeing that beautiful man every day, but I get it. Our priorities are a little different.
I mean, we miss his hair.
I will miss that hair.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about like he's never coming back.
He's never
Why would
back.
We think he is?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is he getting what? Traded or is he moving on to
no,
somewhere
but what
else?
Has he done to prove to us that he's coming back?
Oh, well, I think he's got this bigger price.
We miss him, Ellen.
This is your public plea. Yeah. Luke, we need you back.
We miss you, Luke. Right. It ain't so Luke.
Yeah, I think you've moved on, though, again, even from him, too, because I saw you had a Hall of Famer in here. Who was it?
Walter Jones.
That's who? Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's another reason why I always wanted to secretly be on your station, too, because I was like, they get all the cool, attractive men come by, and here I am playing country music.
All right, but time out.
Yeah.
We get a lot of dudes
coming like through rock. You.
You guys, by far, are the more attractive artists.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's like heaven on earth with the lady country artists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can trade. You should, guys. Well, maybe not you, Steve, because, you know, you're married to a beautiful woman, by the way. I don't know how you got that.
But, I still don't know either.
But, you know, Ted,
once she gets LASIK, I'm screwed.
You and I could have done a little, like, wingman, wingwoman type of deal here, but... You know, we totally failed that.
I tried. I remember telling your old boss, like, hey, we're doing a crossover event. Like, not a huge rock band, but a middle-of-the-road rock band and a middle-of-the-road country band.
Why not?
I was like, you need some of my dudes over there for your station. We need some more women. We need a lot more women at our events.
Didn't we do that a couple years ago where me and a couple of my coworkers showed up to a men's room event? It was like
correct. It was like a black party release.
Yeah, man, and that was great. And I was so surprised. But then there was a lot of rumors. They're like, when's Ellen and Ted gonna get together? Still to this day, I get asked all the time because I like to flirt with Ted on Twitter, and I'm like, so what's going on with that?
I like that people still ask you.
Well, now there's no HR issues,
right? I don't think there ever was. This
That's
is radio.
A good point. Yeah, I mean, based on some of the behind the scenes stories we hear.
Now, with that said, though, I will say that every person that I have dated that I worked with eventually wound up getting fired. But since I'm leaving my job, maybe you'll be safe, Ted. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. So how have you dated people here at the station?
Here at the station? Yeah, a couple of salespeople. It's been a couple of years. I kept that real hush hush.
Well, clearly, I didn't
turn the mics off.
Okay, hold on.
I don't even know if you'll remember them.
Go back on.
All right. Well, good work, man. You were secretive.
Shows how bad we are at mingling with the salespeople. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, well, I mean, the salespeople, like, they, it's like a revolving door, unfortunately. Like, there's a lot of people that come in and out. But yeah, when I was in Michigan, my first experience was dating a guy on the rock station.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how vulgar I can get on this. I mean, I'm not going to swear, but it's a little inappropriate.
Oh, go ahead.
I knew it wasn't going to work out when he referred to his beard as a womb broom.
All class.
And that worked for you?
No. That's what I knew it was not going to work.
Yeah, I say.
True story, his last name was Cluck, too. Like, Cluck like a chicken. So
like, Cluck like, you chicken.
Yeah.
Johnny Cluck with the womb broom.
It was Warren Cluck with the womb broom. It was just, nice guy. But
how does a guy think that's going to work?
It must have worked because he wound up marrying the midday girl on that same rock station.
She likes her womb to be broomed.
Yes, I got to go now.
Or this guy just can't find a girl outside of work.
No, he couldn't.
He dated you and then he marries the midday girl?
Yeah, what's that say about me, though? I mean, I don't care about him. I'm still the one that's single 10 years later, so.
I'm trying to think.
Does he still have the beard?
I think so.
I've never dated anybody here. I've hooked up with a couple people at work.
Who? Turn the mics off. Who?
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, mine was an old receptionist way back when I worked at the End.
Yeah.
And it didn't end well.
Uh-oh.
On my end, I was just not interested anymore, and she was very clingy.
Right.
Which made it really difficult to check the mail. Because at the time, if you remember, it was on the 15th floor when I worked at the End. And there was the mailboxes were right behind the receptionist desk. So I'd have to wait till she would go on lunch every time I wanted to check mail. Because every time I would see her, she's like, "You never call me back." I'm like,
You're like, get the hint.
I was like, yeah. My phone's not working.
Did they even have phones back then, Steve? Come on.
I had to fax her. It was crazy. Yeah. That's how we communicated via text. I'd write a note and fax it to her. Thanks, Ellen.
Sorry. Oh, man. Okay, I got to go do one of my last shows before I get fired.
All right. Well, Ellen, congrats. Good luck. And we love you and we'll miss you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anytime you need a guest co-host, never mind. Goodbye.
Well, yeah, as long as you're willing to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Never mind.
We don't validate. That was awesome.
We don't validate? I don't know why, but that just seems like a funny...
A dick buy.
And we don't validate.
We don't validate, but you can come by anytime you want. Let's take a break. We'll play the Star Wars game after we take a break when the MegaCast returns.
These guys have a future. And that future is to return after this quick break. The MegaCast will be back.
This holiday season, make sure you're ready for company with new Relative Begone. In convenient aerosol form, Relative Begone is powerful enough to rid your home of racist uncles.
That guy was a lazy...
Deadbeat brothers-in-law. And everyone's favorite, cheap aunts.
Hope you don't mind, I brought the cat.
One can of Relative Begone can totally rid your house of extended family in just 9 minutes, making it possible for you and your immediate family to enjoy the holidays the way they were meant to be enjoyed. Alone. Relative Begone. Ask your grocer.
Need some relief? I've got the answer for you. It's Ted and Steve. The MegaCast is back.
It's awesome. awesome having Ellen in.
Yeah, man. Ellen's always good people.
She's good, very good people. Real sweetheart. And I wish nothing but the best for her.
Yeah, me too, man. She'll do well.
Oh, 100%.
She always did well on that morning show and
yeah.
held it down after that change.
Now I regret not inviting her in. We should have invited her in sooner. It'd be fun to have her in from time to time.
Yeah, like, do you think other people think that?
I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like people think we're unapproachable, but we're like, just ask. We'll have anyone on our station if someone want to pop in and join us for a megacast. I'd love that.
Specifically the megacast, too.
Yeah.
Like, I took your rule, or was it BJ's rule, when I started my podcast. I told Miles and Thrill, like, you're not welcome on my podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, eventually, because if they come on, it'll just turn into the men's room.
Right.
And they'll be like, no, I'm running this thing. But like, right, like the megacast, like, who cares?
Yeah, like on this week's cast, Thrill popped in just to say hi for a half a second, stuck around for an hour.
Yeah.
It was great. It was fun because it's different.
Well, and I could have BJ on mine.
Yeah.
I just think it would be
You can't have Miles or Thrill on yours.
Right, and I think it'd be weird for you to have BJ on yours.
I've only had BJ on mine, I think, once or twice. And it was one time because of all the changes on our show.
All right.
It was like right at the height of all, it was like that day, and I felt like we didn't have the time to be able to dedicate to explaining everything that was going on the morning show. And it wasn't, you know, it's a lot of inside stuff. But for the hardcore, I figured, okay, let's just do a podcast about it. Let's just talk about what's going on and how we're feeling and all that crap. And that made sense. But yeah. More often than not, I'm like, hey, BJ, you want to be a guest co-host? It's like, no, then it's just BJ and Migs, but it's awkward because, as you know, it's like I'm used to following his lead. It's weird.
Right.
It's like when the kid all of a sudden is the parent, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It'd be odd. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like going to something now, but like you're not the authoritative figure.
Right.
Like now your son is the cop and he's telling the parent, like, get off my block.
It's weird. Yeah. Speaking of getting off the block. So you mentioned real quickly that the crazy guy from last week's episode.
Yelling guy.
He hasn't been around.
So that was Wednesday. I came home Wednesday night. He was there.
Okay.
Cops came.
You didn't go to the alley and take him out?
No. Well, because I talked to an off-duty police officer that said, make sure you call the cops and like get it on record that it's on paper. Because you don't want anything to happen, and then it's like, I'm accused of walking around beating up homeless people.
The Ted Smith hates homeless people.
Right. So I was
News
like, all right.
at 11.
So we call the cops again, and I talked to the cop and everything, and he's like, well, it's not enough to take him in. I was like, fine, I just want to have it on record, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Wednesday night. He leaves. And then Thursday morning, he showed up for like 10 minutes, which is pretty quick for a young guy.
Yeah.
He's gone. Don't hear nothing. And then Saturday morning, he shows up.
Oh, boy.
At 8 a.m. And he's swinging a golf club, right?
Oh, he's got tea time.
But at this point, I should also mention that Wednesday night, the other locals have turned on him.
Oh, so everybody's sick of his ass.
Everybody's screaming. It's like, I keep using this word, but a cacophony of, shut the F up.
We've had it. It's like when those TV shows where some guy's yelling out a window trying to get a girl back.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, shut up.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, it was like at that point, I'm kind of laughing. Like, oh, man.
It's like a homeless rom-com.
So then right on Saturday morning, he's out there with the golf club. And I see like some other dude in the building across the way, basically kind of my same build.
Uh-huh.
And he's walking in. I don't know if he's hungover or whatever, but it's early. 8 a.m. Sorry. For normal folks is early.
For me, that's sleeping in.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
And he is just basically gives the same speech I gave him. Like, I am going to F you up. Like, I am not taking this anymore. And the guy starts. And he's like, but you're the little. I mean, he's like looking at me. And he's like, you're the bitch running away. Like, I will F you up right now. I mean, he scared this. So, I mean, now they're like threatening him. So anyhow, so the cops showed back up that day. That was Saturday morning. And then.
Haven't seen him since.
No. I thought I heard him one more early morning for like maybe 2 minutes. And then it was like I could hear somebody yell something and he was gone. So I'm like, dude, honestly, at this point, I think somebody else might have beat his ass.
Wow. So maybe he's now off bothering other people in a different. That's nice. It's not that someone beat his ass, but hey, if it keeps him away from your apartment complex, I'm okay with that. Because I was nervous. I was worried for you.
Dude, so was I. Because every time I go outside to like smoke weed or whatever, I got to like look around and everything.
You know what sad it is, though? I didn't want to bug you and make you like, you know, we're dudes. Even though like you and I think we're more like brothers than just dudes. You know what I mean? Like, I think we could be sentimental and caring and not feel like there's going to be a rash of S being thrown our way by you or me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I was like, I want to make sure Ted's okay, but I don't want him to seem like I'm like this overly concerned parent or brother or whatever it may be. So I checked your Twitter and you were tweeting about stuff and I'm like, oh, he's fine. He's tweeting. Like, that was my way of checking up on you.
Yeah, that's
make sure
fair.
You're okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I tell you that. I might as well just contacted you. Hey, Ted, are you all right? I'm a little nervous about you.
Yeah, I mean, trust me. I mean, I don't want to say he's gone, because it's still, who knows, but I feel pretty confident he either moved to another block, got arrested, or got his ass beat. Well, yeah. I guess it's pretty much all the options there is.
As long as he's not bothering my Ted, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he just got off whatever drug he was on, and he just roams the neighborhood, but he doesn't yell.
He realized, like, yeah, I kind of was out of line, guys. I'm sorry.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
If he was like, hey, man, I was the yelling guy. Sorry.
And yeah, I have this golf club because would you like to be part of my foursome? I'm going to go to Chambers Bay.
Yeah. I mean, that was the other thing, too. I was kind of amazed at, like I get the cops can only do so much. Like, he's swinging a golf club around, banging it on a pole.
That
like,
seems aggressive.
Yeah.
It seems dangerous.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's got it all together. All right, Ted, before we get out of here, because I kept saying that we're going to do it. We got an email from Will, and he says, Migs, I thought this would be a fun quiz for you and Ted to play. Mega hug. And he calls it Star Wars character or disease.
All right. I feel like I know more diseases.
How familiar are you with Star Wars?
I mean, I fathom Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Okay.
And I know that one time he slept in a giant tauntaun.
That's more than me on that part.
All right.
I don't even know. But I mean, I know AT-ATs and Ewoks and
like my
Jar
brother
Jar
watched the movie. So like I visually have seen them as a child. Yeah. I just like I've never sat down and been like, I'm going to watch Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I really enjoyed the first three.
All right.
You know what I mean? And then the next group that came out, I know they're not the first three, whatever. The first ones that ever came out back in the 70s and 80s. Empire Strikes Back. Loved that one.
Yeah.
Didn't care about the new reboots. The most recent reboot with like the New Hope and the one where Han dies. Spoiler alert. I like that one a lot, mm-hmm. And I am kind of looking forward to seeing this one. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters, but so in honor of the fact that the new Star Wars is coming out this upcoming weekend, we're going to play Star Wars character or disease.
All right.
Let's see how Ted does. All right, first one. Do you think Sebulba is a Star Wars character or a disease?
Sebulba?
S-E-B-U-L-B-A. Sebulba.
That is a disease.
Ted, you are incorrect.
That's a Star Wars character?
Star Wars character. I would agree with you. It sounds like something that you would get on your balls.
Yeah.
Do you have Sebulba?
When I saw the stripper, things got a little out of hand. Next thing you know, I'm battling Sebulba.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one.
Oh, you hear the close, the bada boom, or bada bing?
Hey, yo. Hit me right in the Sebulbas. Wicket. Star Wars character or disease?
Wicket?
Wicket.
Porn company.
That's Wicked.
Oh, this is...
With a T at the end.
Oh, this is Wicket.
Wicket.
Star Wars character.
You are correct. It's an Ewok.
All right.
All right, so you're one for one.
The only good things about Ewok is it gave us Warwick Davis.
Who?
Warwick Davis.
What is that?
It's a dude. It's a little person. He was an Ewok. He was in Willow. And then he did a comedy special called Life's Too Short with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. It's a great show.
All right, next one. Star Wars character or a disease? Oh. We got to get that going again. Hold on. All right, here we go. Irvine Gass. Star Wars character or a disease?
You know what? I'll just say disease.
You are correct.
Irvine Gass. Does he tell you what this stuff is?
Yes, he says it's a loss of vision.
Irvine Gass.
I don't know.
All right.
Irvine Gass.
Sounds like a dude with bad gas from Cali. Damn, dog. Smells like that Irvine gas.
Or an English chef that maybe ate some bad broccoli. Chef Irvine. Restaurant Impossible.
Obviously, Robert. I don't know it.
All right, Star Wars character.
I'm a Hotel Impossible guy. You know that, Steve.
You're missing out on Restaurant Impossible? Dude's yoked. He's dating or married to a former WWE diva, Gail Kim.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Gonk.
Is that Gonk?
A Star Wars character or a disease? G-O-N-K. Not Gronk, but Gonk.
That's got to be a Star Wars character.
You are correct. It's a droid.
Yeah.
Look at you, man. You got three right, one wrong. Should we do one more?
Do one more.
All right. Powassan.
Powassan?
Powassan.
That is a disease.
Do you know what kind of disease?
Powassan. That's when you're when you get a disease from a possum.
It's a virus transmitted by ticks.
Ooh, like Lyme disease.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went, ooh, like Lyme disease.
I know that. All right, well, that concludes our fun game. Star Wars character or disease. Who said that the Megacast is not topical, not on top of what's going on in pop culture?
Yeah, man, we're on it. We're Star Wars people.
Honestly, I have no idea if anyone... It's not like people are complaining on our podcast.
It's not nerdy enough.
You need more nerd stuff. Next week on the Megacast Nerd Nation.
Nerd Nation.
Nerds.
All right,
well, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
So, if we're going to do that, we got to get 10, Ted.
Got to have faith. You did in the Baja Men.
That I did.
You did.
Eventually kicked in.
They showed up.
That's right.
They cared.
Well, they absolutely did.
If I could touch your body. God, I always forget about this song.
All right, let's get 10, family. Mega family. What's up, family?
I thought you were about to be like, let's get 10, fam. Trying to get that chest big. Staying lit.
Want those pecs swole? Let's go, fam, and get 10.
Right?
Here we go. From emotion.
Yeah, this song did kick ass.
So Ted and I, we got a big slumber party on Friday.
We might Snapchat.
We might.
Yeah.
Follow me at I'm Steve Miggs. So I, the letter M, Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
On Snapchat. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know.
Yeah.
We probably won't do it on Twitter because what we're going to be up to, we would not want to be chronicled for permanence.
Nah, but we might fire out one early.
Yes, and by early, like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, something like that. Stay up, folks.
So, yeah, definitely follow us on Snapchat. And we might not do anything, so we might just sorely disappoint you.
That's a great point.
Or maybe we'll just take a bunch of pictures of my dog as we're hanging out drinking.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we'll get a lot of push-ups in on that night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, hey, everybody have a great weekend. I don't know. Are we doing a Megacast next week?
No, I'm doing a The Podcast Wednesday night.
Okay. So this might be our last Megacast until the new year.
Yeah.
So happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
We'll see you in the new year. Maybe we'll get one in before that. And if it is, that's a gift to you.
Bonus.
But you know what? Unless Stephanie starts listening again, we ain't doing crap.
Yes, Steph.
Happy birthday, Steph. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.